Hebrews 5. For every high priest being taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may both offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness, and because of it, he is required to offer sacrifices both for his sins and for the sins of the people. And no one takes this honour to himself, but only when he is called by God, even as was Aaron. So Christ did not glorify himself to become a high priest, but he that spoke to him, "You are my son, this day have I begotten you." And also he said elsewhere, "You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, having offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears to him that was able to save him from death, and was heard for his godly fear, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those that obey him the author of eternal salvation, pronounced by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek." Spiritual growth from milk to meat. Of him we have much to say, and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For when, by reason of the time, you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and have become as those in need of milk, not solid food. For everyone that partakes of milk is without experience in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food is for the mature, who by experience of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil.